I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes Timothy, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." Timothy was a young pastor, discipled by the Apostle Paul. His young age was often misjudged for his lack of spiritual maturity. So Paul, writing this pastoral letter to his young prodigy, encourages Timothy to be an example to all believers. How? In what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and last but not least, in your purity. This last word caught my attention. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus and a pastor, I can demonstrate Christ by what I say and the way I live. My outward actions should reflect an inward commitment and consecration to Christ. But as most of us know, we can just go through the motions, acting spiritual on the outside and be far away from even loving Jesus in the inside. In other words, I can fake it so that people think I'm close to Jesus when I'm not. Jesus even acknowledged this danger when he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws." Next, Paul says, "Be an example in your love." Again, outwardly, I can fake it. How often do we go through the motions pretending to demonstrate love, yet in our hearts resent the person we are supposed to love? We are to love God with all our heart, that is, with everything within us, and to love others with this same deep love. Commit fully to the Lord, all the way, not holding anything back. When we do, love comes from knowing God through faith in Christ, and His Spirit develops Christ-like love within that overflows to others. Next, Paul says to Timothy, "Be an example in your faith." You can fake faith outwardly. You can have everybody fooled. But inwardly, there is no relationship with Jesus. Remember Ananias and Sapphira mentioned in Acts chapter 5? In the beginning stages of the church, they claimed to be so generous to God by giving to the Lord, yet secretly they thought they could keep some of the profit or gift promised to God for themselves. Outwardly, everyone thought they were deep and faith-filled believers. Inwardly, they lied to the Holy Spirit and thought nothing of it. It cost them their lives. But notice again what Paul said to Timothy, that last word in 1 Timothy 4:12. Paul says to Timothy, "Be an example in purity." Paul was telling Timothy to make sure in your relationship with the Lord that you are pure, or you walk in cleanness. I've heard preachers say, "Keep short accounts." In other words, when you stumble and fall short, and we all do, we should run to the Father and confess our sins, knowing that He will forgive us and cleanse us from all our sins, 1 John 1:9. Jesus paid the price, and it is through the shedding of His blood that we are and can be forgiven, clean before the Lord. The Holy Spirit clothes us with the righteousness of Christ, His holiness, His purity for our sinfulness, and in God's eyes, we are pure. This means I don't give in to sinful temptation. I don't meditate on evil thoughts. My motivation is to please and honor Jesus Christ in all I do, in all I say, in how I act. Surrender fresh to the Lord Jesus Christ, and let His Spirit fill you and take control. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.